Bob rolled his eyelids. It's a semi-divine immortal, Harry. It doesn't procreate. It has no need to recombine DNA. That means that gender simply doesn't apply. That's something only you meat sacks worry about. Then why is it that you stare at naked girls every chance you get, I said, but not naked men? It's an aesthetic choice, Bob said loftily. As a gender, women exist on a plane far beyond men when it comes to the artistic appreciation of their external beauty. And they have boobs, I said. And they have boobs, Bob agreed with a leer. I sighed and rubbed at my temples, closing my eyes. You said the skinwalkers were semi-divine? You're using the English word, which doesn't really describe them very precisely. Most skinwalkers are just people, powerful, dangerous, and often psychotic people, but people. They're successors to the traditions and skills taught to avaricious mortals by the originals, the Nagloshi. Originals like Shag Nasty, I said. He's the real deal, all right, Bob replied, his quiet voice growing more serious. According to some of the stories of the Navajo, the Nagloshi were originally messengers for the holy people when they were first teaching humans the blessing way. Messengers, I said, like angels? Or like those guys on bikes in New York, maybe, Bob said. Not all couriers are created identical, Mr. Lowest Common Denominator. Anyway, the original messengers, the Nagloshi, were supposed to go with the holy people when they departed the mortal world. But some of them didn't. They stayed here, and their selfishness corrupted the power the holy people gave them. Voila, Shag Nasty. I grunted. Bob's information was anecdotal, which meant it could well be distorted by time and by generations of retelling. There probably wasn't any way to know the objective truth of it, but a surprising amount of that kind of lore remained fundamentally sound in oral tradition societies like those of the American Southwest. When did this happen? Tough to say, Bob said. The traditional Navajo don't see time the way most mortals do, which makes them arguably smarter than the rest of you monkeys. But it's safe to assume prehistory, several millennia. Yikes. Thousands of years of survival meant thousands of years of accumulated experience. It meant that Shag Nasty was smart and adaptable. The old skinwalker wouldn't still be around if it wasn't. I upgraded the creature in my thoughts from very tough to damn near impossibly tough. But since it still had my brother, that didn't change anything. Don't suppose there's a silver bullet we can use, I asked. No, boss, Bob said quietly. Sorry. I grimaced, did a half-assed job of cleaning up the mess I'd made, and began to leave the lab. I paused before I left and said, Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Any thoughts as to why, when Lafortier was being murdered by a wizard, no one threw any magic around? People are morons? It's damn peculiar, I said. Irrationality isn't, Bob said. Wizards just aren't all that stable to begin with. Given what I had done with my life lately, I could hardly argue with him. It means something, I said.
Yeah?
Bob asked.
What?
I shook my head. Tell you when I figure it out.